All right, I'm going to be reading a book called I Stood Upon a Mountain. I stood upon a mountain where the year was spring, and dwarf forget-me-nots scented the air with spice. A great blue shell of sky curved above me, hills of pine and fir swelled green below me, and in the valleys between I saw mirrors for the sun. How did it all happen, I wondered. An old man came along the trail and sat on a stone to rest, his knapsack beside him. His eyes were full of the blue sky and the blue of distance. Wonderful world, I said, by way of greeting. He nodded, and to think it all came from an egg. An egg? So I have read, the old man told me. In the beginning, the world was nothing. Then, slowly, it turned into a great egg. After a time, the egg split in half. One of the shells became silver, and that is the earth. The other became gold, and that is the sky. The fluid between became the ocean, and from the yolk, the sun was born. Can it be true? I asked, for I still wondered. What had turned nothing into an egg in the first place? I stood upon the seashore early in the morning of a summer day. In the gray green of the sky and the gray green of the sea met in a thin line, the one like the other. But the sea was alive, its pulse beat upon the shore. How did it all happen, I wondered. A woman came along the beach looking for shells. The tracks of her bare feet melted behind her. Eagerly, she stops to pick up a sand dollar with a flower on its face. Wonderful world, I said, by way of greeting. She smiled at me, and to think, it all came from a word. A word? Haven't you heard? She asked, looking beyond me to the sea. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, she explained. That is how it all began. It is a good explanation, I said, but I still wonder, how did the world begin in the beginning? I walked upon the desert in the brightness of an autumn afternoon. The face of the sand lay wrinkled below me. It had no place to hide from the sun. In the distance, mountains bluer than the sky curved around the circle of the world. How did it all happen, I wondered. An Indian walked toward me, and I went to meet him. Around his head, he wore a band of red the color of a cactus flower. His hair shone black as a raven's wing. Wonderful world, I said, by way of greeting. And to think, he said, it all began with fire. With fire? In the beginning came a world of fire, he told me. That was the first. From the world of fire, the world of air broke away. From the clouds in the air came the world of water. Fire, air, water, and now earth, the great four. I nodded, but still I wondered, what made the world of fire in the beginning? I stood upon a hilltop at the edge of town one night in winter when the moon was half. Below me, streetlights twinkled like stars. Above me, the great city of the sky was ablaze with candles. An owl talked about it to a pine tree. How did it all happen, I wondered. I heard voices, a boy and a girl, scattering the stardust of snow as they climbed. They came to my hilltop. Wonderful world, I said, by way of greeting. They gazed at a planet that shone like a bright star among the smaller star candles. And to think, it all came from an explosion, said the boy. An explosion? Don't you know, he asked. Millions of years ago, more millions than anyone can say, everything was part of an enormous mass. When it exploded, the stars and planets and galaxies were born. The mysterious universe, said the girl softly, as she turned her face up to look at the sky. What an explosion that must have been, I cried. Yet still I wondered, where could such an enormous mass have come from in the first place? An egg, a word, a world of fire, an explosion. There are many answers. Yet when I stand upon a mountain, or walk upon the seashore, or look into the face of a desert, or climb to a hilltop at night, I am still filled with a wonder that needs no answer. No answer at all.